programme. Now, going back to what we were discussing right at the start of today's programme, love you to be part of that. It's quite a complex thing. For heaven's sake, isn't it amazing when you need the help most, then life seems to get more and more and more complicated. You know, nobody asks to have a disability, do they? And then suddenly, maybe you've got a disability, and then you have to fill in all these hundreds of forms. You have to beg, borrow and steal to actually get a normal, decent life. And life is so hard. And this latest little fiasco concerns people who are on the access to work benefits, so that people with a disability can get a job. And what's so wrong about that? Why not? But they're saying that if a personal assistant of somebody with a disability drives them to or from work, they could have to have a taxi licence, which seems absurd. Now, Mark's in Malden. Morning, Mark.
Morning to you, David.
Now, you are a taxi driver yourself.
I certainly am, yeah.
So give me your take on this, then. I mean, have you had experience of this access to work business?
Yeah, I do access back to work contracts 6 days a week.
Really? Crikey, tell me more.
As far as I'm aware, it doesn't, as regards you saying they have to become a taxi driver and have a taxi licence, as far as I'm aware, that's not correct. It's that they will have to have just hire and reward insurance.
Right.
Because you cannot take somebody to and from anywhere and take money for it, because then you deem you're breaking your normal insurance policy anyway.
Right, so the people who are the personal assistants are obviously paid for what they do out of the Access to Work Fund. You're paying them, therefore they have to have a paid driving insurance.
Well, that's right, yeah, because I can't do what I do unless I've got higher reward insurance.
Yeah.
I couldn't take this chappie home that I do. I couldn't take him home in my personal car at the end of the day. If my taxi was to break down, I couldn't take him home in my personal car, because I haven't got insurance on my personal car for higher reward insurance.
And this, I suppose, is the same as taking people to, you know, down the shops if they have...
I do a lot of airport work, and I do say to people, if someone gives you a lift, say, to the airport, and you give them 20 quid petrol... You'd have this is what you're saying about bureaucracy. You'd have trouble having it stick. But if you were to have an insurer, an accident while you're on your way to the airport, that person has not got insurance for taking money off you.
And this is what it all comes down to.
Yeah, and as regards the lady was also saying about payment, how I get paid is, what happens is, the person who does the contract, I take a gentleman every day, and he pays 20% of the contract price, and the government pays the remaining 80%.
Right. So it's more money for the government to shell out, but of course you do quite well out of it.
Oh, I do all right, haven't I?
Well, it's because it's your work. I mean, so why shouldn't you do well out of it? It's your work. It's your job.
We had a slightly different thing in Malden recently.
Yeah.
With delivery drivers. Delivering pizzas, Indian meals, things like that.
Yeah.
When I was charging £2 delivery, you can't do that because it's classed as higher reward again. So at one point, all the delivery drivers after 10 o'clock become taxi drivers. They was all out sitting in Malden after 10 o'clock on Friday, Saturday night, becoming taxi drivers.
It's getting more and more bizarre, isn't it, really? So for the same reason, anybody who delivers pizzas or delivers Indian food, because they're being paid to do that delivery, they have to be for hire and reward and have higher insurance.
That's the way I see it, yeah.
Mark, really enlightening. Thank you very much indeed. So does that throw more logic onto the whole thing? I've been saying it's nonsense, and it appears to be nonsense because somebody who is a personal assistant paid to do that can't actually take the person from A to B. And it costs a lot more to have that insurance. Can we expand this a little bit with your experiences of this? If you use this sort of scheme yourself, I'd love to know your take on what's going on here. Mark...